Blog Talk Radio.
Go hard, 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 go hard,
go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go
hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard,
go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go That one that we should be out up in the street, not just in houses with our Bibles summarizing what we read. And it's a deep while we consume what we read. It's like we sleep, but sinners sleep off when they sleep. So why can't we? The redeemed of the Lord, ask out what he said and make a scene for the Lord. Action cut, say what? Like we was the director, but you better get a grip like every second gets a step. I know you done it, done it, done it, heard it all. Going hard for the Lord before you heard it all. But don't play yourself to stop yourself and walk in fear. Just like a man, the truth is closer than it appears. Use me, y'all, 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 use me, y'all,
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Denise Renee, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It is 6 o'clock, and you know how we do. It's another edition of Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. I'm actually in the studio by myself tonight. I can't believe it. Diana will be in a little bit later, but we couldn't wait on her to get the show started. I am so excited to be. It is the first show of the year. Did y'all hear what I said? It's the first show of the year. We're going to be talking about starting strong. If you have checked out our Facebook page, you can tell we've been tweeting and Facebooking all day long. But I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. We have a lot of tips to give you. I'm going to give you 10 tips to help you guys start this year strong. A lot of you guys haven't even started the year, and I don't know what that's about, but we got to get in it. 2012 is here. A lot of y'all was in 2011 talking about, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait until 2012 gets here. And 2012 is here, and you guys have not done anything. So let's go on and get this started, keep it strong. 2012 looking kind of promising here. So I hope you guys are excited to start 2012 as much as we are. We're going to have a lot of guests coming up this year. We have a purpose. We're on a mission. So, once again, thank you so much for joining us. It is 6 o'clock. We're here every Friday from 6 until 8, 2 hours of talking, 2 hours of discussing, 2 hours of Jesus, 2 hours of music. We're going to have some fun, but we're going to get back into another track. I love Canton Jones. If y'all can't tell, we normally start off with this track, but I'm roughly around 5 seconds away from giving God a good praise myself. If you knew what we went through this last couple weeks, or actually these last 10 months, but just this last week, you would give God some praise too. So we're going to jump into Ken Jones 5 seconds. Y'all praise him along with me on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'm going to give you 5. I'm going to give you 4. I'm going to give you 3. I'm going to give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'm going to give you 5. I'm going to give you 4. I'm going to give you 3. 2. Now everybody go.
Did y'all hear what he said? He said, go out. Okay, I'm not a cantant. I don't sing. That's not my calling. But if you just now, if you are joining in to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, it's your girl, Denise Renee. It is Friday, of course, as always, Feel Good Friday. And I'm just blessed to be here. I am so excited that it is 2012. I hope you guys are excited that it's 2012. Y'all should be. If y'all not, we need to talk. We need to find out what's going on, what's keeping y'all from being excited, what's keeping y'all from moving. But just to give y'all some information about what we're doing tonight, tonight is the first show of the year. Okay, I'm gonna rewind that for those that didn't catch it. It is the first show of the year. Y'all should be hyped. Do you know that the first show of the year is hot? Yeah, our show is hot. Our show is hot. I have a quick shout out that I need to give because we just met him networking pretty much on Twitter. And Pastor Blash, Olin Blash, if you're listening, it is going to be a pleasure to finally meet you. We hope everything is going well with you. I know you're probably listening, and if you're not listening, then you get your shout out when you listen to the recording. Because we're going to post this on Facebook. We're going to post this on Twitter. But we want to say it's going to be finally a pleasure to meet you. We are going to have you on the show, so get ready. Get your bio together. Get a picture. We're going to put you on blast for a whole week. We're going to bring you on a Friday, and we're going to just put you out there. We're going to definitely put you out there. Moving on to our birthdays, we have some birthdays in the house, and my cousin actually had a birthday. Actually, I take that back. Not my cousin. In Louisiana had a birthday, but we're not really close, but he's still a cousin, so we're going to say happy birthday to him. But my uncle and my aunt had a birthday on the 3rd and the 4th. We want to say happy birthday to Lionel Thompson. Happy birthday, uncle. And, of course, Linda, she's not a Tillman anymore, is Linda Clark. Happy birthday, auntie. We hope that you had a blessed day. We hope you guys both enjoyed your day. And I keep saying we. It's just me in the studio. It's just me in the studio. I wish my sister would hurry up and get here, but she had to handle some business. Since I'm the only one here, I have free reign of the studio tonight. I know I can get in some trouble. I'm hoping to stay out of trouble. I'll stay out of trouble. Y'all pray for me. But I really want you guys to really know that we appreciate each and every one of you, everybody that listens every Friday, everybody that tweets us, everybody that Facebooks us, that emails us, that says what's up to us, that empowers us and impacts us each and every day, especially on Fridays. Thank you. If we didn't say it in 2011, we are saying it next in 2012. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And in the midst of it, you guys have made us laugh. We have had some serious talks, so some of us have cried. But in the midst of and in the middle of it all, we say thank you. So we're going to roll into some track, give you guys some more fresh and hot music. Here's Isaac Carey in the middle.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Praise the name. another Music Made production.
I can't hear y'all clapping.
I am. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio is in the building, and we're actually in 2012, believe it or not. We've made it another year, and I'm thankful for that. Hey, you guys, everybody, stop what you're doing. Go get a pen, a piece of paper, go get your Bible. You know, we're about to give you some tips. We're about to give you 10 tips to help you get into 2012. Now, we may have to continue this next week, but right now, I'm going to give you guys some tips. So, I'm awake. Go ahead. Go get your pen. Go get your paper. Let's get on track this year. This year, you guys have to be hungry to get what you guys got to get done. Dreams got to be manifested this year. Moving to a higher level, being a better you, being a better person, it has to manifest this year. This year, it's no excuses. No excuses, no excuses, no excuses. So I'm going to go on and give you the first tip. Everybody's asking, how do I get started? How do I start strong? What is it that I have to do to really just get my locomotive started? The easiest way to do that is to do this. Y'all ready? It's deep. It's really, really, really deep. Listen, what you do is you just start. Y'all got it? I'm going to rewind it for you. To get started in 2012, you just start. Put one foot in front of the other. Get up from where you are and just start. If you want to write a book, start writing word by word, page by page. It does not have to be perfect. Just start. You want to help somebody? Go out and start looking. Just start. One foot in front of the other. That's your first point. In order to get started in 2012, and in order to start strong in 2012, you have to just start. Be like Nike. Just do it. Whatever is required of you, just do it. Start the process. Once you start the process, I promise you, it gets easier. Once you start putting one foot in front of the other and you start building and building and building, be like God. God says, I build upon precept. I go from glory to glory. Be like him. He's giving you the example. The only way that you can get started is just to start. If you don't start, you don't start. Don't cry about when people get successful and they start doing what they want to do. Don't get upset when people start becoming more aware of who they are. They start walking into their destiny. They start walking into their success, and you're still left behind. Don't get upset. You have the opportunity to choose whether you're going to start or not. A circle does not have a starting point, but a line does. That was deep. A circle does not have a starting point. So if you're going around in circles, nobody knows where you started. But if you have a line, if you're trying to go and you're trying to follow a pattern and you're trying to get it done, just start. That's your first point. The second point is get a new mind. That's right. Everybody says, I want something new. I want something. Think about Christmas. I want a new bike. Or I want a new train, or, you know, these are kids. But for us adults, I want a new car. I want a new job. A lot of stuff y'all don't need new. The only thing you need every day is the renewing of your mind. The mind will give you new thoughts. The mind will give you new vision. The mind will give you a new attitude. The mind will change a lot of things than just throwing away the old and trying to get something brand new that you may not even need. You just need to dust off some stuff. The mind will help you change your mind. If you change your mind, you'll change your perspective. So the first one was just start. Just get started. The second one is get a new mind. We're going to help you. We are going to help you. We're going to help y'all today. We're going to help y'all today, really, really, really. I need y'all to really get this because what I'm giving you guys today is something that I'm learning even as 2012 is unfolding. So I'm learning just as bad as you guys are learning, you know. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself. We're going to make it do what it do. So, of course, it's time to jump into another track. Normally, this is just a gospel show. And actually, let me take that back. That statement is not even true. Bloop, forgive me. This is not a gospel show, so to speak. We rep Jesus to the fullest. But there are some songs that we really just need to listen to and really get into our spirit, because there are certain things that a song says that people connect to that is not Jesus, 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 Jesus all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just sometimes we have to be able to reach other people. And actually, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, where is this song? I can't find the song, you guys. Believe it or not, I cannot find the song that I want to play for you guys. Give me a minute. I'm working here. Hold on just a moment. Actually, I found it. Here it is. Her name is Guapole, and she's from Oakland, where I'm from. She's a Bay Area artist, and there's a song called Closer. And in 2012, that's what we want to do. We want to get closer to God. We want to get closer to our dreams. We want to get closer to being successful. We want to get closer to doing those things that we have been called to do. We want to do those things that bring us happiness, that brings us joy, that brings us a great feeling inside. So listen to the song. It's called Closer. Check it out on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Closer to my dream. Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head.
Many youths that sell drugs for the love of money, even in the next game. So either way, dog, we all still feel pain. And either pain. Way, without Jesus, you gon' still need claim. If not the hellfire, then you might meet me. Might to hear these words that you might just see. Your opportunity to follow Jesus. Guaranteed, rich people can't pay enough to succeed, Jesus. If you insecure, poor, you gon' be insecure. Rich, if you smoke weed, poor, you gon' smoke weed. Rich, if you smack cat, shot cat, got flat. Get it all poor, you gon' smack, shoot flat. All rich. Now you gon' think you weak, rich if you think you wrong. Now you gon' think you wrong, rich if you smack cat, stop cat, got back. Get it all poor, you gon' smack, shoot flat, all rich. Being a millionaire is just as common as being hot in the summer. So many now playing lottery numbers. I tell God, yo, we gotta be dumber and dumber like Jim Carrey and old boy in that funny movie.
Come on.
Like if we gained every dollar that has ever been printed and live a life without Jesus and have never repented, then we gon' gain enough to pay for sin. Slip the gatekeeper a couple of tens to open the gates and let us in. For the love of money, yeah, is the root to all evil.
Come on.
This greed grows roots in people, then produces evil. Especially this honest money, it takes the wings of evil. So if the state don't take your property like Benny Siegel, remember Jesus sees you. Can't serve all God and money.
Nah.
Even if you're going yummy because you're money hungry, please remember this while you out there chasing cheddar. Money don't make you better.
Guess who's in the studio? I'm waiting for her to hook up. She's not hooked up yet. But Diane is in the studio. Miss Lady Di is in the studio with us today. I am waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. But it's okay. She's going to join us soon. Before we went to break, I gave you the first two tips of starting 2012 strong. Once again, I am learning these tips as well. So as soon as I give them to you, don't think that I'm just giving them to you and we're not applying these. We are applying these tips just as you are. So, of course, the first tip was just start. Just get busy. Put one foot in front of the other. And the second one was get a new mind. You don't need anything new. Get a new mind. The renewing of your mind, the way that you think, will give you new visions. It will give you a new attitude. It will give you a new perspective. So, again, get started or just start and get a new mind. We're going to roll into number three. Number three is give 110% in everything that you do this year. I'm going to say it again. Give 110%. 100% in 2012 is average. Again, 100% in 2012 is average. Please give 100%, 110% in everything that you do this year. Please, procrastination and laziness will kill you this year. Laziness and procrastination will kill you. You cannot afford to be lazy. You cannot afford to procrastinate. It all depends on what you do this year, whether or not you're going to get to your dreams. You have to start. Number four is going to be eliminate the excuses. There is no excuse why you can't get your dreams accomplished this year. There's no excuse. Write them down. Get a clear vision on what it is that you want to do and eliminate the excuses. I don't have enough resources. I don't have. I can't. I won't. Does not cut it in 2012. There is a way. Any way that you got to do it, if you're hungry enough, if your appetite is big enough, you will get it done. You will find that if there's a will, there is a way. And I know there's a God, so I know there's a way. Get it done this year. One, just start. Two, get a new mind. Three, eliminate the excuses. Four is eliminate the excuses. Number three was give 110%. Again, please, this year we have to start strong. Our dreams depend on it. The success that we have depends on it. And, of course, our future depends on what we do in 2012. A lot of us do not have hope. So I'm going to play this next song called Hope by Faith. She is an R&B artist, but again, we are a gospel station. However, we try to become all things to all people. And there is a song that Faith has put out with a rapper called Twista called Hope. You guys, listen to the words. I hope this inspires you to get moving. Here we go.
I was living could stop serving rocks, knowing the cops is hot when I'm on the block. And I wish my brother would have made bail so I won't have to travel 6 hours to see him in jail. And I wish that my grandmother wasn't sick or that we would just come up on some stacks and hit a lick. And I wish my homies wouldn't have to suffer when the streets get the upper hand on us and we lose a brother. And I wish I could go deep in the zone and lift the spirits of the world with the words within the tone. And I wish I could teach a soul to fly, take away the pain out your hands and help you hold them high. And I wish my homie Butch was still alive and know the day of the death we had never took that ride. And I wish that God could protect us from the wrong so that all the soldiers that were sent overseas come home. And we will never break, though they devastate. We shall motivate and we gotta pray. All we gotta say, instead of thinking about who gon' die today, the Lord is gon' help you feel better so you ain't gotta cry today. Sit at the light so long and then we gotta move straight forward cause we fight so strong. So when right go wrong, just say a little prayer. Get your money, man. Right go wrong.
So I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, cause we hopeful.
I wish that you could show some love instead of hating so much when you see some other people coming up. I wish I could teach the world to sing, write some music and have them tripping off the joy I bring. Shit, I wish that we can hold hands, listen instead of dissing lessons from a grown man. And I wish the families that lack but got love, get some stacks, brand new shots in a lot that's on dubs. And I wish we could keep achieving wonders, see the vision of the world through the eyes of Stevie Wonder. You feel me? And I hope all the kids eat, and don't nobody in my family see 6 feet. You did. I hope the mother stands strong. You can make it whether you with them or your man's gone. And I wish I could give every Sally some commentary. And the Pope will bring the heat on the beat like they did R. Kelly. And I wish that D.O.C. could scream again. And bullets could reverse and Pac and Biggie breathe again. Shit. Then one day they could speak again. I wish that we only saw good news every time we look at CNN. I wish we could never get the blues. Wish I could bring back the people that died at 82. I wish that we could walk a path, stay doing the right thing. Hustle hard so the kids maintain up in the game.
I'm hopeful. Yes, I am. Hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, cause we hope.
The world wasn't so apocalyptic. I try to spread my message to the world the best way that I can give it. We can make it, always be optimistic. If you don't listen, gotta live my life the best way that I can live it. I pray for justice when we go to court. Wish it was all good so the country never even went to war. Why can't we kick it and just get them on? And in the famous words of Mr. King, why can't we all just get along? Hope we can find a better way to shop at peas. And I hope we find a better way to cop at keys. And I wish everybody would just stop and freeze and ask, why are we fulfilling these downfalls and these prophecies? You can be wrong if it's you doubting. With the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And only the heavenly Father can ease the hurt. Just let it go and keep praying on your knees.
Oh, I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay. So I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, cause we hopeful.
Hey, y'all, I'm hopeful. I like that song. It's something about that song that I like. I hope you guys like it. Call me. Let me know what y'all think. 909-265-9129. Or you can always follow us on Twitter. Tweet me. DM me at braw_radio. Or, of course, you can always Facebook us at facebook.com/ Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It's your girl, Denise Renee. Diane has not. I mean, absolutely has not logged in yet. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm enjoying my time by myself. Can't y'all tell I'm having fun? I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Oh, let me tell y'all this before we jump back into the tips for today. My switchboard is not lit up the way that it usually is, so I'm a little disappointed. I don't know where is all my people at. I miss y'all. Y'all don't miss us over the break? We didn't have a show for like 2 weeks. Maybe y'all, that's probably why. But we're back. We're back. Happy New Year, 2012. Hello. Okay. Let's get back into the countdown. We have 10 tips that we're giving you for 2012 so you guys can start strong. A lot of you guys have not started your year because you guys are still living in the past, or maybe there's some unforgiveness and it's keeping you there. It's keeping you held there. Come on, it's 2012. Let's let go and let's get started. We're already 6 days in the year. We've already wasted 6 days. If you have not started your year, please start your year. I was reading something on Facebook that Pastor Olin Blash had put on his Facebook page, and I think he also tweeted it. It was like 5 tips for a fresh start, and I didn't go into that, but hopefully if I can get him on the show next week, it's a work in progress. If we can get him on the show next week, I'm going to have him expound on that a little bit, because what we're talking about now and what his post was, or his 5 tips for having a fresh start, actually go hand in hand. And he Facebooked something to me today because I was telling him, Pastor Blash, you ready? You ready? You ready? He was like, yeah, I'm ready. We ready? That's the stuff that I enjoy. That's the stuff that I like, that type of energy. I'm motivated. I'm focused. We have a mission. Let's go. Let's hit it hard. Y'all, we need to hit it hard this year. So let's go on to number 5. The number 5th tip is invest, invest, invest. So what do I mean? Invest in your time. Invest in yourself. Invest in others. Investment, some investments are not good investments. But I'm telling you, the investment that you take in your time, invest yourself in God. God invests himself in you every day. He gives you an opportunity. He gives you another day to get it right. He invests his blessings. He invests his money. He invests his time. He invests his love in you to make sure that you have everything that you need. So we're going to, I'm telling you, invest. Get that book. You want to be an office administrator like me? I'm working on my diploma on becoming an office administrator. I have to invest in my classes. I have to spend the money. I have to spend the time to read and to study. You want to be a doctor? Invest. Invest in learning what it is that, what it means to be a doctor. You want to be a preacher? Hook up. Invest in that preacher that you feel that God is pulling you to. And watch that preacher or that person or that mentor invest back in you. Investment is good when it's poured into the right place. Number 6 is going to be write the vision. This one is critical. Do not go through 2012 haphazardly. Please have a vision, have a goal, write your dreams down, and then break them down. Write down what it is that you really want to do. Okay, in the first 3 months of the year, I want to knock this out and knock that out. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be very transparent. The beginning of the year, I said there's 3 things that I really want to knock out for my business, and I knew what it was, and I've already started. My 3 things was I needed to complete my website, I needed to write my contracts for my consultants and my clients. And I also needed to set up my LLC. Those are 3 things that I want to accomplish. I have already completed my website. Yay me! But that's because every day I came home and I worked a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there. And I knew what I wanted to do. And I sat down before the beginning of the year and I wrote down what it is that I wanted to accomplish. So, again, number 5, invest, invest, invest. Invest in yourself, invest in others. And number 6 is have a plan. Write the vision. Make it very, very, very plain. If you know that you don't have a clean vision, or if you know that what you want to do and you can't get it on paper, find somebody that can help you. Mentors, people like parents, peer leaders, youth leaders, people that can help you get that vision out. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. That way, if you lose that vision, you put that vision down and somebody picks it up and says, what is this? They can actually pick that up and say, oh, so-and-so wanted to do this, and this is how you want to do it, and these are my steps. That's how clear your vision should be. You want to write a book? You know that you need chapters. What do your chapters have to be like? What studies do you have to go? What people do you have to talk to? Who do you want to talk to be in your book? What type of content do you want in your book? Stuff like that. Write your vision so clear that somebody can just pick up where you left off. All right? Number seven is crucial. Develop healthy relationships. Some of us are still in 2011 relationships. We need to let them go, people. Let them go. 2011 is gone. 2012 is here. Let's get some fresh relationships. If you don't have a Fab Five, what I mean by a Fab Five is if you don't have five people that is pushing you and you are pushing them, reevaluation time. I'm telling you. I'm going to say it again, reevaluation time. If you don't have five people, if you are the smartest person in your group, it's time to relocate. We need to get five people that not only are they smart, they're able to push you, they're honest, they're just flat out, they're saying, nah, bro, nah, sis, this ain't the way to do it. You have to do something different. And you might not like it, but your fast five will keep it real. They are not your best friends all the time. They're not the people that you kick it with all the time. Your Fab Five are people that are pushing you into destiny, pushing you towards your dreams. They're pushing you towards success. You have to have healthy people in your circle that are holding you accountable. They are holding you accountable. You say you want to do this. You say you want to be that. You say you want to do that. You have to choose the right people to be around. And actually, that actually takes me into my next song. India Irie has a song called I Choose. And basically what her song is telling us is every day that we get up, every moment of the day, we have the opportunity to choose what it is that we want to do. If we want to be great, we choose that. If we want to have a funky attitude, we choose that. If we want to be angry and mad at the world and shut off the world, we choose that. Y'all, check it out. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It's your girl, Denise Renee. We doing it live. Standing and starting strong in 2012. Let's go.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. Authentic in everything I do. My past don't dictate who I am. I choose, yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
Okay.
And of course, Lady Di has not joined me. I am so sad. She's in the studio, but she's working. And I feel so all alone. I wish my sister would come and join me, but it's okay. I'm holding it down by myself today.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, we have been talking about starting strong in 2012. Some of y'all, once again, have not started. I hope after today, after this show, after these 2 hours, that you'll be motivated, you'll be inspired, you'll be empowered and impacted to get your year started. We're only 6 days in, so you definitely have time to get started. I have went through 1 through 7. We have 3 more. So if you haven't been writing them down, I'm going to go back through them very slowly. That way you can write them down. If you don't have a pen, you don't have a piece of paper, go get one. I'll wait. And I'll wait. Okay, time's up. Let's go. Number one, just start. Get started. Whatever you got to do to get started, get up, get out the bed, put one foot in front of the other. Okay, Mary just said start walking. So get to walking. Number two, get a new mind. In everything that you do, get the renewing of your mind. Your new mind will give you new perspectives. It will give you a new vision. It will give you a new attitude. It will just start you on your way. Get a new mind. Number three, give 110% in everything that you do this year. So 110% in your vision, 110% in your dreams. 100% in 2012 is average. Won't cut it. 100% in 2012 is average. So give 110%. Number four, eliminate the excuses. No excuses in 2012. There are things and there's people that will help you. There's opportunities everywhere. The moment you stop giving excuses and the moment you eliminate your excuses, the more opportunities you will really realize that you have. Number five, invest. Invest in yourself, invest in others. Take the time. Invest your time. Invest your money. Invest your resources. Let's get it. Number six, write the vision. Have a plan. Do not walk through 2012 haphazardly. Know exactly what you want to do. Know exactly where you want to go. Number seven, develop healthy relationships. Get a Fab Five. Get people in your life that is going to help you, that is going to push you, that is going to help you develop. And then you can get those people that you can also help them as well. You need a Fab Five in 2012. Accountability is key. So let's get into number eight. Number eight, evaluate your environment. Some of your environments are not conducive for success. If you're hanging out at the mall all the time when you should be studying, high schoolers, students, youth in general, if you're supposed to be studying, if you want to get that master's, you want to get that, you want to just get into college and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, evaluate your environment. If you're at the mall all the time and not at the library, if you're hanging out with friends and you're not at home, we need to be able to develop a better sense of our surroundings, where we are. If you want to be successful, start hanging out and hanging out where successful people hang out. If you want to be the top of the league, you have to practice with the best. You have to practice. So evaluate your environment. Number nine, utilize the word no. No is not a bad word. Say it with me, everybody. No is not a bad word. No can help you eliminate some of the clutter in your life. Say no sometimes. Some of the events, you just can't go. You can't, no, I can't talk on the phone right now. No, I can't go to the party tonight. No, I can't take on that new project because I have something else already lined up. No is not a bad word. No can actually keep you from walking into something that is actually taking you off course from your goals and your dreams. So there you go. I just given you 8 and 9. We have one more tip. One more. And I'm not going to give it to you until we get back. We're going to definitely take a break. But I believe there is somebody on my line. It looks like Pastor Olin's number, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's him. Pastor Olin, if that's you, hi. I shouted you out earlier, but unfortunately, I don't think you were on because I don't remember seeing this number on my switchboard. But if that's you, hey, how you doing? I'm going to send you some information later, okay? Check your inbox. I know. I'm really excited about having him on. So we're going to get back into the music. I hope this music is really, really, really helping you. Of course, we always play gospel, and there's nothing wrong with playing something that speaks to the soul. We are, after all, Soul Talk, Kingdom Radio. We do speak to the soul, And that is our goal every time we get on the radio. We come to impact lives. We come to change lives. We come to empower. We have a goal in 2012 to impact as many lives as possible. How are we going to do it? I'm going to put these tips into perspective. We're going to start practicing these tips. I'm actually just excited about the new opportunities and the new people God is bringing into our lives to make that happen. We want to touch as many people as we can this year just through our platform of being on the radio. This is an awesome platform. And I would hate for God to say we didn't use our platform to our advantage. We didn't use our platform to the best of our ability. It was He gave it to us, and we used it for another reason or another purpose other than what He gave it to us. So here we go. You know, we've got to take a break. I know I'm shot already. But let's go on and do something a little slower. It's William McDowell, Give Myself Away. In this season, you have to give yourself to God. So here we go. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell him. Here I am.
Here I am.
Give
brought me out of certain circumstances. Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you like I'm trusting in you now. The praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come.
I lift my hand if you give me half a second. Now my
be joining us on the show tonight. She's not feeling too good, but she's also working. So, y'all, let's stretch our hands towards her. She is in the studio. We gon' and God bless you. Amen. She gonna feel better next week. Hopefully, once again, we can get Pastor Blash on, and she'll really feel better. Won't you, sister? Okay, she's not answering me right now, but she's excited on the inside. It's your girl, Denise Renee. We are having another episode of Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We have been talking about starting strong in 2012. If you're just not joining us, we have had a blast. We've been jammed. We've been laughed. I'm having a good time. I hope y'all are having a good time. It's almost time for us to go. I'm sad. Y'all sad? I'm sad. Can't y'all tell? Okay. I'm not that sad. I'm kind of sleepy, so I'm going to need a nap. But anyway, we have one more tip. We've done 1 through 9. We have one more tip. Now, I do have a couple more tips that I'm probably going to give you guys next week, only because we just don't have enough time to go through all of them. I have some tips for you. but I just can't give everything to you right now. I have to give you guys these 10 so y'all can chew on them and meditate on them and put them into practice first and see if you can handle those 10. But here's the last one. The last tip for starting strong in 2012. Not only do you have to just start, not only do you have to get a new mind, not only do you have to eliminate the excuses and give 110% in everything that you do, not only do you need to invest in yourself and others, have a plan, and also develop healthy relationships, but you also have to evaluate your environment as well as use the word no. The last and final one for tonight is pray and commit all your plans to God. Wouldn't it be a shame to have all your stuff laid out and God not be invited and included in that? That would be a shame. That's a setup for disaster, I think. Don't you think? I think. So the last one, once again, is pray and commit your plans to God. Pray over them. Ask God, say, God, look, this is what I want to do. But nevertheless, your will be done. There you go. That's the key. Your will be done. He's going to orchestrate and do what he's supposed to be doing. But even with your plans already in place, if you seek ye first, all these things will be added unto you. He will give you the desires of your heart. I know I didn't mix like 15 different scriptures, but y'all know what I'm saying. Here's the lowdown. The lowdown is God wants us to be successful. He has given us the dreams that we have. It's no mistake that you're ambitious. It's no mistake that you have visions. It's no mistake that you have things that you really deep down want to do. But ultimately, the bottom line is we need to do the will of the Father. So pray. Ask God, are these things that you want me to pursue in 2012? Ask him to guide you. Bring in the right people in your life. Give you enough resources. He will not tell you to start something and not give you the resources to complete them. So there you go. Da-da-da-da. 1 through 10. Now, if you guys missed it, and, of course, I was probably talking kind of fast when I went through the list, you can always find these on our Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. I have actually posted them. I'm going to make a note later on tonight, so I'll post it as a link. You guys can click on the link and, you know, share them, read them. I'm all over them. Actually, go through your word and, you know, let God direct you on these, because these are all in the Bible. I promise you, they're in there. I promise. God gave these to me, so I know they're in there. I'm having a great time with you guys tonight. I hope you guys are having a blast. I am. Again, I hope you are. I'm sad that my sister's not joining us, but we have had a ball thus far. There's another song that I really want you guys to hear by India Irie, and I love India Irie because she just, her spirit is wonderful. It is so wonderful, and her spirit actually resonates in her music, even though it's not Jesus all the time, which we absolutely love the Christ, but just her words and where she finds her inspiration to write her words is just awesome. She has a song called Just for Today, and Just for Today, actually, I like the song because it really illustrates what it is that we need to do each and every day. Every day we need to make up in our mind that we're going to be great. Every day we need to wake up and cover our day in prayer and say, thank you, God, for giving us this day. And actually, when we pray, we also need to link up with God. Ask God what it is that you have for me today. Just ask him. He'll lead you. The Holy Spirit will be activated, and you will have an awesome, awesome day. So listen to Just for Today. We're almost 35 minutes out from the close of the show. But I want you guys to listen to India Irie, and I will be right back with you on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Love you guys.
I am going to shine. Today, I will not worry about tomorrow.
Yo, I like that song. Can we do it again? No, I won't do it again. My sister, if Daya was on the line, she would be like, don't do that again. I mean, really, don't do that again. But I really like that song. Did you guys hear what she said? She was like, I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to do me. And doing me ain't a bad thing. But she said, I don't care. I don't care what nobody think about me. I don't care what nobody say about me. I'm going for the gusto. Yeah. I like that song. I really do. I really, 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 really like that song. But we're going to get back into Kurt. Listen, Kurt and Molly Music, they're crazy. And I really like the song. So listen, okay? Talk to you later.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh-oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh-oh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh-oh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh-oh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh-oh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right.
joy, take it away.
Home
a token, I just see Bart Simpson. Danger, man, cause this thing is a monster. Process fight, cause sin, it'll harm ya. So that's what I do till I hear the bell ring. Starting up a ride, that's an everyday thing. Position coming, time to drop it. Sport clothes on, you can call it under armor. God given weapons so the enemy won't harm ya. Yes, I'm a snitch, or you can stay in trauma. Call it what you want, I am just trying to warn ya. Keep it on the low, watch your name become a tabloid. Seems can't avoid it, but we still trying to pay for it. And you will keep you riot. Fight with everything, cause the law can beat you down. Rodney King.
And you just trying to get along. You don't think there's nothing wrong. But when you get along, you try to get it on.
But with the Lord, ain't no such thing as secret. He know what you've been to say way before you speak it. Know what you've been to look at before you see it. Knows everything, so confess it, man.
Yeah.
We come back and reload. Don't hold back, here we go. I know that we for sure. Hold it down, let's go. Cause I refuse to be the one line on the sun. Like he don't change live, I'm alive to what he done. I'm a product of the confession, man. Every line's a lesson. I repent and tell it. No occupation, profession.
Yo, we're back. Soul Talk King the Radio. Start a riot. Yeah, we need to start a riot on some of y'all plans. We need to start a riot. We do. We do. Anyway, Soul Talk King the Radio. It's your girl, Denise Renee, holding it down. Di is not in the building. She left. She's doing some things, and she's not feeling too good. So you guys pray for her, seriously. Lady Di is not doing too good. She's feeling kind of today. But it's okay. It's your girl. You're rocking out with us. Well, me, at least. But we've been talking about starting 2012 strong. I am excited. I'm hyped. I'm motivated to really start 2012 just right. I know they say there's no right way to do anything. Yes, there is. Start your year off right. Build up your endurance to start your year off right. I promise you, you'll finish strong. You want to start strong and finish strong. That's the goal for 2012. You guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're about 20 minutes out before the show is ending, and I'm just feeling some type of way. Like, I'm sad, but at the same time, I know that we have had a great show. We've listened to some great music. I gave you guys some great tips to help you guys. Please utilize those tips. I'm doing it. You doing it. It's a challenge, but I promise you, excellent is a habit. Success is a habit. We have to develop these habits. We have to start putting these things into perspective, into practice. That way, we can really be the people that God has called us to be. I'm telling you, Soul Talking the Radio is getting ready to take off this year. We plan on doing some great things. Once again, you guys can always follow us on Twitter, BRAW_radio. I'll say it again, BRAW_radio, BRAW_RADIO. Find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We would love to hear from you. Let us know if these tips are working. Let us know maybe what you might want to hear on the radio show, maybe some topics that you guys want to talk about, maybe some people you might want to hear on the radio show this year. We got a great lineup coming up this year, and we're excited about it. But if there's somebody that you're like, man, they're motivating me, they're impacting me, I would love, love, love to hear them on the show, hit us up. Tweet us. Facebook us. We also have an email address, braw_radio@yahoo.com. It's the same as our Twitter. You're just adding @yahoo.com. We do check that often. We check that often. So send in your emails. Say, hey, holla at us. We're here Fridays, Feel Good Fridays, every Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll rock it out every Friday. Now, look, these tips are supposed to help you. If you missed the 10 tips that I went through today on today's show, you can find them on our Facebook page. Once again, I am going to go on and put them in a note, and I will create a link that way you guys can find them. Share them with your friends. If you know someone that is still stuck in the past or just can't get motivated to start this year, please send those tips to them. I will most likely have 10 more tips for you guys next week. But use this week to just meditate on them, rehearse them over, and say them to yourself over and over. I am. Every day I'm asking myself, how hungry do you want it? How much do you want it? Do you want to be successful this year? I'm going to tell y'all this, just a transparent moment. Success is good, but success is selfish sometimes. In everything that I want to do, I want to be successful and significant. And there's not too many people out here that are doing both. You have some people that are successful but not significant. And then you have some people that are majorly, overly significant, but they're not rich, if you want to define success that way. They're not balling, but they're significant. And I'm going to tell y'all this. Significance lasts longer than success. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Significance lasts longer than success. It really, really does. I want to be significant. I want to be successful, but I want to be significant more than anything. I want God to use me like he never used me before. I want to go into territories that I've never even thought about or even seen, or if I have seen it, may have been too fearful to go in. I want to do things that I've never done before. I want to see people that I've never seen before. I want to go to places I've never been before. I want to do things I would never probably have even dreamed of doing. And that's the one thing that's great about life. We can go all these many places and we can do all these many things, and God can take us there. We just have to be hungry and we have to want it. If you're in college and you want to graduate, work for it. You got a job, you don't like it, change it. Or if you had a job and you really do like it and you want to excel in what you're doing, I mean, put in some work, really. You want to be the best athlete? Put in some work. You want to be the best entrepreneur? Put in some work. Get connected with the right people. Do what it is that you have to do. Don't cry. Don't complain. Don't make up excuses. Don't get afraid and then go the opposite direction. Embrace your opportunities. Do what you have to do to make it work. I mean, that's all I can say. Do what you got to do. There are no limitations. The only limitations you have is the ones that you put on yourself. And some of those limitations shouldn't even be there. They're creating more stress than they need. You are successful already. In your mind, if you're successful, you're successful. So a man thinketh, so he is. You're successful. You're smart. You're bright. You can do it. You can get up. It's not over. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. There are opportunities out there. There is a job with your name on it. There is a business with your name on it. There are people who love you. There are places that you can go, and there are things that you can do. You are the best you that you can be. I mean, you can motivate. There's so many ways to motivate yourself. There's so many ways to encourage yourself. Every day, get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and say, look, God created me. God gave me this day. I'm going to do what it do. I'm going to make it do what it do. I'm going to put in some work. 2012, put in some work. No excuses. All right, y'all, look, we're going to jump into one more track before the ending of the show. And I'm going to come back and say farewell until next week. Once again, y'all be praying. I want Pastor Blash on next week. Y'all heard me say it. Pastor Blash, I'm putting you on blast. We want you on the show next week. So get ready, get ready, get ready. But we're going to listen to Youthful Praise called You Reign. So let's rock out. Soul Talking the Radio with your girl, Denise.
Come on, make some noise for the Lord in here. Lift your voice and give Him praise. Lift your voice and give Him praise. How many know the Lord reigns? Look up, amen. God.
Let all hell and proclaim the power of God.
Listen, he reigns. It's the end of the show, and I'm sad. Well, we got 5 minutes into the end of the show, and I don't really know how I feel right now. But I do want to say this. It's your girl, of course, Denise Renee, in the studio, January the 6th, 2012, the first show of the year. I have had an absolute blast with you guys. I enjoyed my time. I did the show by myself, and, of course, I miss my sister, but this was an awesome show. I'm excited. I'm motivated. I really just don't know what to say. I just know that 2012 is about to be an awesome year. If you put in your work, if you apply God's word, if you get excited about where you're going, I promise 2012 will be a ride you will never, ever, ever, may never, ever want to get off. I'm telling you, I am so excited about where we're getting ready to go. Stop the excuses. Start hanging around with people that make you better. And I know for a fact your environment will get better. Your vision will get better. Your direction will get better. And ultimately, you will get better. I'm telling you, 2012, dreams will manifest. 2012, success and significance will be obtained. 2012, opportunities are going to be there. They're just waiting for you to get started. So here you go. We gave you 10 tips on how to start 2012 strong. I hope you wrote them down. If you didn't, once again, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/soultalkingtheradio. It's on the page. Scroll down until I can get the note and the link up there. But be patient with me. I promise you. It's going to be there. It's going to be there tonight. As a matter of fact, as soon as we end the show, I'm going to put it on there. So, again, Soul Talking New Radio, it's your girl, Denise Renee. Lady Di was out of the studio today, but she will be back next week. I'm going to play this last song. We played it earlier by India Irie called I Choose. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And I hope you guys had a fantastic week, and I hope you enjoy your night. Love y'all. Soul Talking New Radio.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
Never know what life is gonna take you, and you can't change it.
every decision that I make will be my own.
I'm